past 2 weeks, you've probably heard of the American game store, GameStop. The nearly bankrupt retailer has been at the center of what many are now calling the first ever online effort to short a stock. Angel Hong is a senior business lecturer at RMIT University. She explained how it all began on a subreddit called Wall Street Bets.
So this company hasn't been doing well due to COVID and also due to the increase in sales in digital gaming products. As a result, it hasn't been making profit in the last few years, and it is predicted that it won't make a profit until 2023. So hedge funds predict that the share price of GameStop will drop, and they want to exploit this opportunity, which is why they start to short sell GameStop shares.
Shorting stocks is an investing technique hedge funds have used for years, where instead of betting on a stock going up, they bet on it going down. Talis Putnins, professor of finance at the UTS Business School, explained how these Reddit users manipulated the market.
The Redditors, so-called Redditors, which were the retail traders discussing the stock on Reddit, came to the conclusion that the price is being pushed down by the hedge funds engaged in short selling of the stock. They decided that if they all band together and buy the stock, then firstly, they could, you know, potentially make a fantastic return if they're correct, that the stock is actually worth much more than what it's trading at in the market. But at the same time, they thought that they could, you know, get the upper hand on these hedge funds, that when they push the price of the stock up by everyone collectively buying the stock, the short sellers are forced to cover their positions. What that means is that if I have sold the stock short, I've borrowed it from someone, I've sold it in the market. If the price rises, I start making losses because when I have to buy the stock back to give it back to the person that I borrowed it from, I have to pay a high price now. And so the higher the price goes, the riskier the position becomes for the short sellers. And eventually they can't hold on to those risky positions and they're forced to buy back the stock at the market price to return it to the people that they borrowed the stock from. And that drives the price even higher. And so that's what's referred to as a short squeeze.
In just over 2 weeks, the stock price of GameStop rose from $20 to a peak of $420 in late January, and hedge funds such as Marvin Capital began losing billions of dollars. But what goes up must come down, and since early February, GME stock has been steadily declining, currently trading at $50. Despite the falling price, some Reddit users are still holding out for hope that the stock will rise again and are urging others to hold on to their stock too. However, many market experts believe that the stock is unlikely to rise again. Talis Putnins says it all depends on GameStop's actual value.
That's really a question of what's the fundamental value of the stock. There's many good arguments out there and analysis, including by hedge funds, suggesting that the actual business model of GameStop isn't likely to be particularly productive or profitable going forward. A lot of it hinges on whether they can convert a very old-fashioned business of selling games in retail stores to a business that catches up with the online or digital revolution that's happening in gaming. The Redditors think that they can, and that's why the Redditors are, in general, placing a high value on the stock. But the hedge funds seem to take the opposite view, that this stock will not be highly profitable in the future, and therefore it should only be worth a very low amount.
He also says that the phenomenon of collective action by a group of people coming together to influence the market is not a new concept.
It's a form of distributed market manipulation. It's something that we have seen similar schemes in the past, but never in this form, where social media is used to coordinate the activities of a large number of individuals. So two similar examples from history. One is the old pump and dump schemes that were run in especially US stock markets back several decades ago that were quite prevalent. The other example that we've seen in the past, or recent past, that looks actually quite similar to these games is in cryptocurrency markets. And the schemes look actually quite similar to what we saw in GameStop here.
But what is new is the use of social media to galvanize such action. Angel Hong caused this new trend, social trading.
This is actually unprecedented. To this large scale, it is unprecedented. This is what we call social trading, which means people posting unmoderated investment advice on social media.
Both the influx of demand for GameStop stock and the unmoderated online advice to buy GameStop shares led to many online trading platforms in the US and here in Australia, who were built on the motto of democratising the stock market, now limiting the purchase of the stock. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, also warned against speculation fuelled by social trading. Similar subreddits to Wall Street Bets exist for the Australian stock market, such as ASX Bets, now begging the question, could this happen in Australia? Angel Hong says it's not likely.
Anything is possible, but the chance of it, the probability will be much lower in Australia. So I would say that it is highly unlikely because compared to the US, the Australian market is more tightly regulated.
But John Cowling, CEO of the Australian Shareholders Association, says Australians are still prone to falling down the social trading hole.
The principal thing that happened was that there is a stock in Australia with the same ticker code. And in America, GameStop, its code is GME.US, and there's an Aussie stock, which is an exploration, mining exploration stock, GME.AX. And as the American stock went up, so did the Australian stock. It went from 7 cents to 13 cents, and of course back again. So that said to me that sometimes people don't look before they leap. They clearly saw a stock going up and they thought, well, I better bounce on this. And so they invested without looking.
So, is it really game over for GameStop? Only time will tell.